Be'ez Hashem Mizbo'ch, we begin Perek Shish Ve'esm, the 26th chapter in the Rambam Sichas Sanhedrin in the Sefer Shoftim, the final Perek of these halachas, where we conclude regarding the cursing of the judges and regarding someone who takes his court case to the secular courts. The Rambam gets halacha off regarding the prohibition of cursing and the punishment. Kol mekal dain midayon Yisrael, whoever curses one of the judges from the Jewish judges, like the B'leis say, violates a negative prohibition, Shem, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Elohim leisakal. Here it's actually it means judges, whereas we find Benikav Balabais Elo Elihim, not Elikim, which it's not God's name. A judge is called Elihim. Don't curse a judge. V'chinim kila nasi, so to be, curses the leader of the Jewish people. What's Echad Resh Sanhedri Gedoyla, whether it's the main of the head of the high court, or Yamelech, or the king, was also called a nasi. Reza Ovi Balaisa say, if I had a negative prohibition, Shunamak says in the Pasuk, v'nasi v'amchalisar, and the leader of your nation, you should not curse. V'loi dain v'nasi b'l'bad, and really, it's not only a judge or a king that's included. El kol makal lechem Yisrael, rather anyone curses anyone from the Jewish people, like it gets less, Shunamak says in the Pasuk, v'yikra, loisa kal cherish, do not curse a deaf mute. Now, v'loman l'mecherish, why are we picking specifically someone who's deaf? Because even this person who doesn't hear, but in the Starbucks clothes, and he's not even pained by this curse because he doesn't hear, even so, like a kolasa, he gets lashes for cursing him. Now says the Rambam, it appears to me, shemakalas akotn hanichlam, whoever curses a minor who gets embarrassed, like he gets lashes, as the prince says, because he's like a deaf person, who, even though he doesn't hear, but since he was someone who would get embarrassed, there's a penalty, there's a punishment for someone who curses such a person too. Halacha beis. However, Mekal HaSemes, if someone curses someone who's dead, who's not like any one of these mentioned in the Pasuk, because he's dead, then Potter, then the curse, the one who curses him is going to be exempt. Now the question is, Hoylu Mekal Kolad Miyisrael Chayv, since as we just mentioned, if a person curses anyone from the Jewish people, he's liable. So Loma Yichid Lav, so why we have a special negative prohibition, Al Dain V'Lav Al Nasi, Lav Al Dain, a negative prohibition for a judge, and V'Lav Al Nasi, and a negative prohibition for a Nasi? L'Chayv Ashtayim, said if someone curses those individuals, besides that the person is a Jewish person, for to violate Lissikal Cheresh, this is another negative prohibition that's violated for that of the Dayan and of the Nasi. So then say Salam, it comes, you learn like this. Shemekal Echem Yisrael, if someone curses anyone of the Jewish people, Beinish, Beinisha, when they're a man or a woman, being Golem, whether they're an adult or minor, like Achaz, gets one set of lashes. Vimkil Dayan, if he curses a judge, like Ashtayim, it gets two sets of lashes. Vimkil Nasi, who besides being a judge, also the leader, like Ashtayim, gets three sets of lashes. And the Ven Nasi, Shekil Oven, if the son of the Nasi, of course, his father, Chai Misham Arba Hashem, is liable for four sets of lashes. Shleisha Shal Kaladim, three of any single person who if he would curse the Nasi, would get three. The Echad Misham Ava, one for cursing the father, is another set of lashes. Halacha Gimel Hamakal Atzma, if someone curses himself, like also gets lashes. Just like when you curse others, and like it says in the Pasuk, Hisham l'choshmoy nafshecha, that you should be safeguarding, you should be very careful, which those are terminologies of negative prohibitions to get lashes. Now, be'echer mekal atzmoy chavero nasi adayin, whether someone curses himself, or his friend, or a nasi, or a dayin, either way, eino loike doesn't get lashes at shekal b'shemen ha'shemes, until one curses with one of God's names, could go in kav, elikim, b'shakav, it's in similar types of names, or b'kinim and akinim, or one of the descriptive terminologies that refer to Hashem, Kagoyin Chanon, the merciful one, Bekanon, the vengeful one, Bekidzbem, which these are designations of God. Now, the reason why you're chayiv for that too is Hoyelbu chayivim kil b'chol kenum, since if one is liable for one of these descriptive terminologies like we mentioned, so kachim kil b'chol lashon, so too is going to apply if one curses in any language, chayiv is going to be liable. Why? Shashemesh, according to Magoyim, like Kodesh Bochu, because any name, one of the names like, that the Gentiles call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, or whatever one of the words, Hadim Kukal Kinum, is no less than that of a descriptive terminology, which is just being utilized to describe God, so too would be a secular language too. Now, the word Va'ar, in the word Ar is by Shvur, Kamina oath, by Klala, Kamina curse, and by Nid, Kamina excommunication. So, if let's say a sage excommunes someone with the word of Ar, so you have to separate from that person. Let's say someone makes his friend swear with Ar and he accepts, so that's an oath. And so, if someone curses his friend with the word Ar, Hu Lashem, that's a curse, and then that would be for these halachas be liable for cursing him. Halacha Dalt, in a looker, he doesn't get lashes, as she asked by Bifnei Shnayim, until they first warn him in front of two witnesses, Kishar Kochli, you've 11, like all of the negative prohibitions. Avalim loy hoysa shama asra, but if there was no warning, or he cursed him without one of God's names or one of the descriptive titles, let's say he says, or replying, that person should be cursed. Or it was only inferred as a curse. Like for example, he says, Al yihi ploini baruch Hashem, that person should not be blessed to God, which is obviously inferring, but it's not straight out. Or God should not bless him. Okay, it's a similar types of things. He's not going to get lashes. halacha. Now, avabishen the legadoi doesn't get lashes, but mechayev talmud chacham. If he curses, if he is disgraceful to a talmud chacham, menad say we excommunicate him. And b'mbratza hadoyon lakoyse makas marjus. And if the judges want to give him the rebellious lashes of rabbinic origin, makin vo'inshin say kifim hashira, they hit him and they punish him according to what they see fit. Shadi boz esazakin, because he disgraced the elder. V'mechayev hamaoritz. Now, if he disgraced ignoramus, einchin hadayon medava, the judges punish accordingly, kfima shashatrichle, whatever the moment requires, lefi amachav, according to the one who is decursing, lefi zeshen schav, according to the one that got cursed. Halachavav, regarding pardoning for someone who is cursing. Avibi sheishli ledain or lenasi limchal kavodi, although a judge and a nasi could pardon on their honor, inyach limchal al kilasi cannot pardon if someone curses him. V'chin sharam, so to the rest of the people. Avibi shemacham akul, although the one who was cursed is pardoning, still malchin as makal. We still give lashes to the one who cursed him. Shekvar chatav b'nischav, because he already violated the sin of cursing a person, which is, like we said, the cheresh is included in the pasuk, but b'nischav means to be liable. Now, avol mishen nischav nidui, but if someone's obligated in excommunication, nishahivke bevesim, because he was very disrespectful in court, v'rotzu bezin limchal kvaidim, but the courts want to pardon for their honor, this is not regarding cursing, and what they do, and they don't excommunicate him, Hershus b'yadim, they have that option to do that. As long as there isn't in this thing, shouldn't be any loss in the honor of the Creator. For example, let's say the people were stepping and trampling on the words of the Torah and the judges. Since the people are being so callous in this thing, so they have to strengthen, balanish, and to punish whatever sees fit for the judges to follow through on that. Halacha Zayin, regarding those who take their cases to the secular courts. Kaladon b'dayon akum, whoever educates based on the secular law, uvakoshlem, and in their courts, avapi shahoyu dinem k'din Yisrael, even though their laws were like the Jewish laws, hadiz a rasha is a wicked person, ukil chedev a gidev, and as if he blasphemes, and as if he's cursing, behirim yad b'tayis Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's lifting up a hand against the Torah of our teacher Moshe. Like it says the pasuk in Shemayis, be'elam ashpat mashutasim lifneihem, and these are the judgment that you place in front of them, which is lifneihem in front of them, and that is lifnei goyim, and not in front of the Gentiles. Lifneihem in front of them, lifnei hadyot is not in front of the common man. It has to be for the Jewish people and for the Jewish judges. Now, hoisiyada goyim tekiva. What happens if the secular nation is in power, uvaldina alam, and the litigant is a powerful person, and you're not going to be able to get anything by going to the Jewish courts to get the money to collect from that opponent, then what you do is, first you go and make your claim as a plaintiff to the Besdin, to the Jewish judges first, and if the other party doesn't want to come, then you can get permission from the courts, and then he can save his money in the secular courts from his opponent who doesn't want to address the case in the Jewish courts. But at first, the person has to go to Bezdin, and if not, like he's saying, is considered a Rasha, and as if he's Chedev Agidev, and Behirim Yod B'Tayis Mishra Rabbeinu. Slikalu Hilchas Sanhedrin, we have concluded the laws of the Sanhedrin of the courts with heavenly assistance.